listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly joins us as well.
Hello, everyone. Always happy to be here.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly program, we have several other educational programs, including EmpowerRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal subjects, and many others, and Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, which is customary and kind of sets the tone. The first one is do no harm. Do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And if you'd like to read these in their expanded form, please visit our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So we welcome all those joining us in the program tonight live. We also welcome those listening to the archives. We appreciate your time. Tonight we're going to be doing a 5-card pull from our Inner Oracle card deck, which are basically a set of 54 cards with different subjects and nuggets and different things that we teach in our schools. Are so they're not only a subject of our curriculum, but they're also points of belief for ICMH Church. So as we do this, we're going to focus on the needs of those listening to this program. And let me explain a little bit further about that before we actually pull the first card. These inner oracle cards we've been using for several years now. it's just amazing how they work together, and it just gives one pause, if you will, because the collective consciousness of everybody who's here, who's listening to this, who's a part of it, even if you're listening to the archive, it's a fascinating thing. It gets into consciousness and how we're all interconnected. And so these cards will often connect to one another, and they will be meaningful to those who are listening to them in a special way. And so that's what we try to get at when we do these 5-card pulls and we discuss them and see how they connect and the thread that they create. And so that's the objective here. And if you have any points or questions or anything and you're listening to the live program, please write them in the chat room and we'll address those. So that's the objective. And as we pull these cards, again, it's going to be with those listening to this program in mind that will affect which cards are pulled on some consciousness level. So, Dr. Hunter, will you pull our first card, please?
I just did, and I have number 23, meaning and purpose. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what's the purpose of life? Rather, what's the purpose of my life? So true fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof. So our first card in this five-card spread is meaning and purpose. And if Michael, you would pull the second one, that would be great.
Well, I'd be happy to. And I've pulled number 26, energy signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
Well, and as the third card, I have number 15, which is belief system, knowledge base. Interesting. Kind of flows here. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information or knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within. Michael, next one, number 4.
Well, this one I don't know that we pulled in a while. It's number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answer yourself and then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Good.
I like it, and what we have next is number 14, Energy Shift, New Chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new.
So, these five cards really do connect in an interesting way. And you think about it, it's the beginning of the year, right? Well, we're almost a month into the new year, but it's close enough to the beginning. So it's a good time to assess, what do you want to do this year? What do you want to do with your life this year? What goals and objectives do you want to have this year? That's certainly the first card, meaning and purpose. And remembering that the big question is not, what's the purpose of life? The big question is, what's the purpose of my life? And so that's obviously a metaphysical question for each of us to answer. But then the cards go into energy signature, which is the vibe that we put off, right? It's that vibe. And the way that we change it is through knowledge and education. And those cards had come up as well. And so when we educate ourselves, when we grow and evolve, our energy signature shifts and changes and grows. And the objective here is for our energy signatures to be healthy. It's the vibe. So we want to have a healthy, upbeat, confident type of energy signature. And that comes through knowledge and, of course, experience and so forth. And then we experience the energy shift. In fact, it all comes back to a couple of different laws. One is like attracts like. So we will attract people with a harmonious or similar energy signature to ourselves, one that harmonizes with us, with our own. And the other thing is the law of attraction, right? So we're going to attract more of what we, who we are. And that's where the energy signature comes into play. So this all results in a, in an energy shift in a new chapter if we're looking for that in life. Dr. Hunter, any additional on that?
No, I think it just tells a story in, and we can each relate to it in different ways, but inevitably we, you know, are turning a chapter. I think every day of life we're turning a chapter. Sometimes they're more significant than others. So I think this kind of tells a story about, you know, one way to look at it. That's what I was getting from it.
It does. All right. Michael, any comments on this sequence of cards?
Well, I think that, it definitely tells kind of a very common story about the energy signature that you're putting out, the energy shifts that we go through, and especially on education, on the learning aspect, I think is essential to that continual growth and to have a healthy energy shift. And I think that was the big takeaway for me.
Good. All right.
Well, now, I just messaged to Fran. Fran loves to pick a card or something for the room. And so I said, do you have a card for the room, Fran? She just said two cards fell out for the room tonight. Number three, and if you just bear with me here, I'm going to go find that in the little booklet. Number three, which is be who you are and walk your own path. And a wild card number five, which is... back up. Don't hate. Well, now, isn't that interesting? I'm just going to read that, especially for those who haven't joined us before. I think we have a couple of new people. It's wonderful to see. Be who you are. You are uniquely designed, one of a kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself. Now, the don't hate in the wild card suit number five, a low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The results fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, families, or countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to the self and others. So if we put those together, be who you are and walk your own path, and, you know, when you're kind of driving through life in those bumper cars, don't get PO'd at people.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I see that. You know, because, look, the world's kind of full of angry, frustrated people and acting out, and but we got to stay with our own frequency. So.
Yeah.
So be who you are. It's basically that reminder for everybody here, and it's, thank you to Fran for that. Keep your frequency, and that's really about staying grounded. You know, come back into the light of your own heart and the light of yourself, and just kind of live from within your body, not outside, inward. But just kind of stay grounded, stay who you are no matter what, and ask yourself, how do I want myself to behave? And I think that's really the question. So,
and for me, and those are good points. And for me, when you put those two together, be who you are, walk your own path, don't hate. That means to me too that we are all unique. You know, right? Hey, you're unique, just like the rest of us. We're all unique in our own way, and we're walking our own path, and we have the right to walk our own path without judgment. And we don't want people hating us for walking our own path, so we don't hate them. You know, for doing their thing, for being who they are. Now, again, there's always exceptions to the rule. If you've got somebody who's a serial killer, yeah, we're not going to hang around them. We're not going to approve of them. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking just about people, general everyday people. You know, let them walk their path, let them do their thing. Don't hate, but you know, and it doesn't mean you have to associate with them if they're not the kind of person that you can approve of. But again, we don't want to focus on what everybody else is doing wrong. We want to focus on ourselves and our own life and what we're doing right and how we can improve and be better tomorrow than yesterday.
So, Fran is the top of our list for cards. We're selecting cards now for our audience. And
Actually, well, on the topic of you know, don't hate and getting along. If if you don't mind indulging me this evening, and I've said this poem before, but it really is. It's a poem, If Only We Understood, and it's anonymous, and I'll do kind of a shorter abridged version. But briefly, it's, could we but draw back the curtains that surround each other's lives, see the naked heart and spirit, know what spur the action gives. Often we should find it better, purer, than we judged we should. We should love each other better, if only we understood. If we knew the cares and trials, knew the efforts all in vain, and the bitter disappointment, understood the loss and gain. Seeing amid the evil all the golden grain of good, and we'd love each other better if only we understood. And the reason I've loved that poem so much and I keep coming back to it is it really reinforces that notion of, if you truly understood what actually was truly in the heart of someone else, it would help you love that person more, and you would see that it's not a core of evil intent. It's a lot of times fear, which is masking their better judgment. And, you know, to borrow a phrase, I mean, not to point to the messenger, but to the message itself, there are times where it's applicable to forgive people because they really don't understand what they're doing or what is happening. They just are not in a place of that awareness yet. But that's all I wanted to add.
Great points. Yeah, great points. Very good. Very apropos. All right, Dr. Hunter, you want to?
Well, for you, Fran, I'm going to start off with positive consciousness, number 13. And, Michael, if you'd be on standby for Heather, that would be awesome.
You got it.
For you, Fran, it's our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. So be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill toward others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. And we know you don't, Fran. But it's just a reminder for all of us to maintain your positive attitude, even in the face of obstacles and discouragements. Boy, they are temporary. So very, in, you know, again, there's a little flow from what you were talking about, Michael. But, you know, what you were talking about, I had already selected Fran's card. So I do see an energy behind that.
Mm-hmm. Good. And for Heather, I pulled number 37, groundedness. Remaining grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or belief. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions, and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts, or if you have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
Good one. Mm-hmm. Dr. Darlene, I have number 27 for you, gains, G-A-I-N-S. Every choice and action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy decisions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains. Now, I just want to clarify that just a little bit using some different words. everything is energy for energy. And if we're investing into something that isn't working for you, then you invest it somewhere else. And but, you know, cognitive dissonance, right? Secondary gains. Sometimes we have to look at that. So this is just a message, Dr. Darlene, to say, what can I trade up? That's my favorite saying. It's not just to trade off or trade down. It's to trade up. And I even tell this to people with addictions. I don't care. Everything's an addiction these days. Which is your one of preference? So if one isn't working for you, then trade it up. So pick another one, and maybe one that doesn't interfere as much with your life or isn't causing any negativity, especially to others. So just a thought adding into that. Now we have Michaela up next. Nice to have you with us tonight, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
Michael?
And I don't know that we pulled this one in a little bit, but I could be wrong, but it's number 10, Indomitable Power of the Human Spirit.
Been a while.
Mm-hmm. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Oh, the power of spirit, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. Now, Sherry, I have number 45 for you, inspiration, motivation. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishments may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy. So that's a little message for you tonight, Sherry. Michael, we have Tabby up next.
All right. And for Tabby, I pulled number 43, expediency. Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency. Others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now, or you can suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avail, and wisdom to know when to slow down to assess the correct actions before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it.
You know, I like that one, too. Mind you, I like them all, so it's a good one.
Well, you had a hand in them.
Yeah. Helen, nice to have you with us, Helen. Thanks for joining us. I have number 8 for you, balance and order. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what's out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will.
We talked about that last week, too, about that's the objective of the life leadership paragon is to bring into balance self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and then they create self-completeness, self-actualization.
You know, I'd like to just thank everybody for writing your comments in the chat to say, wow, you know, like that you could relate to that, or, you know, yeah, it was appropriate, or, you know, Tabby says perfect, especially under my conditions, and there we go. So thanks for commenting. That's appreciated very much. Mm-hmm. Dr. Edward is next, Michael.
Mm-hmm. And for Dr. Edward, I actually pulled first number 26, energy signature, which we had read earlier, of course.
Well, pick and another one, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too, and I thought, maybe we compare them together even. I picked number 9, second, empowerment. And let's see. taking
interesting
your...
because I sorry I just
oh, go
read
ahead.
Balance and Order number 8 and I have the page open to Empowerment number 9, so I've just, well, that's an interesting twist too.
Isn't it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Taking your power back is literally all powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
That fits right in with the previous card we pulled on balance and order. And that's the objective of life leadership coaching, which uses the life leadership paragon as a model of excellence, and it's an elegant approach. That's the objective, is to to take your power back by bringing those areas of life leadership paragon into balance, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will. And then they create self-completeness.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michaela just made a comment, sharing the best of yourself only can do that when you are whole, you know.
Yep.
And you can't give away more than you have. That's just something, you know, to see it another way. It's whatever you have, you can give, but retaining something for yourself. So the more you look at yourself, the more you feel comfortable with giving of yourself, and then it is always your best. So thanks for making that comment, Michaela.
Yep. I think Wendy is next.
Great. All right.
Who's next?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I lost the place up to the chat, kind of scrolled up on me. But, yeah, I believe you're correct. And I think that's you, Dr. Hunter.
All right. And sorry, I missed it, too. I'm glad you caught that, Dr. Kelly. Wendy, I have number 36 for you, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. And, you know, that last line is really important when it comes to gratitude, because it's it's appreciating that someone else may have done a kindness, and to be grateful for it and to be gracious with receiving it, or when somebody has done something for you. So gratitude goes both ways, and you know, it's a flow of energy. So being gracious is I have heard so many times when somebody gives someone else a compliment, to say, oh, you look really wonderful. Oh, no, I don't. You know, and you've just kind of deflated somebody's gesture, somebody's giving of themselves. And it cuts off, what I say is, it kind of cuts off love. It drops it on the ground like a hot potato. So even if you don't feel it, somebody's taken a second to say it, just be gracious so the energy can keep flowing. So yeah, I just wanted to add that in there. But that was a little message for all of us, but picked out for Wendy in particular.
So we've covered, I think that's the last of the requests. So we covered a lot of points tonight, you know, and that's the beauty of these cards. They just flow together and they interact. There's different threads and they kind of create a story, as Dr. Hunter says. And so there's so many cards and they have little nuggets here and there in between. And the hope is that you caught something that's encouraging, you caught something that means something to you, that's meaningful in your life, something that you can apply and maybe get some comfort out of. So that's the objective of all this, is to build people up. You know, we live in a world, we've always lived in a world that can really get on you, it can drag you down. And there's a lot of stuff in the news lately, and there's always a lot of stuff in the news that can drag people down, and lots of drama and crises and, you know, reality TV stuff that goes on in the news. And We don't want to get dragged down by that. We don't want to let anything in life deplete our joy or happiness. We don't want to give that away to events or different things because life just keeps going on. There's always, those kinds of things have always been there and they'll continue. But we want to make sure we protect that, safeguard our own joy and our own happiness while we're walking our path and allowing others to freely walk theirs. So hopefully you found something of value tonight in the program. That's our hope. So that kind of wraps up things for tonight. We certainly appreciate everybody's kind attention and time, those listening live, those listening to the archive. We appreciate it very much. Thanks to Dr. Hunter, as always, and thanks to Michael, too. And so until next time, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.